when I was a pastor at Lourdes, I led a pilgrimage of my parishioners throughout Italy. And one place that I read about and always wanted to go was to a church in Lanciano. It was a place of one of the Eucharistic miracles. In the 700s, a priest who struggled with doubts about the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist was offering his daily Mass. And when, after calling down the Holy Spirit upon the elements, the sacred host turned into flesh and the wine was transformed into 5 pellets. They were placed in a glass container. And in 1970, the church did a medical and scientific look into this miracle. Now, the 1,200 years that had been previously, since the time the miracle took place, the host and the pellets have never deteriorated, and they were never kept in any hermetically sealed container. The doctors and the scientists reported that the blood and the flesh were human and from the same human being. The blood was AB. The minerals found in the blood were those consistent with anybody else's blood. And the doctor said that if blood were taken from a dead body, the minerals and proteins would have been altered and altered radically through spoilage and decay. Yet this was not. It was as if it was just taken that morning. The flesh came from the inside of the heart muscle, and to get to it in such a perfect way, so thin, there would have been no kind of instruments created in the 700s that could accomplish that. So the doctors and the scientists all concluded that it was truly living flesh there before them from one human person, and there was no way they could explain that scientifically or medically. You can check this all out on the internet. You're able to ascend a little staircase behind the altar so that you are like this close to looking at this great miracle. And it led some of my parishioners to tears. And after our visit and our worship of the Blessed Sacrament, we're standing outside of the church waiting for our tour bus to come along. And there are people going by the church heading to work or to market or wherever they're going to go. And cars are passing swiftly to get to their destination. And one of my parishioners said to me, "Do they not understand what's inside this church?" And I thought to myself, but you know what? Every Catholic church has a great miracle within it. But within the tabernacle, there resides the body and blood and soul and divinity of our blessed Lord. And very soon, on the altar, we will all gaze upon the presence of Christ disguised as bread and wine. Over the last several weeks, we have been reading from the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel. And it's a good reminder for all of us to reflect upon this tremendous gift that Christ has left to us, his very self. And he tells us again in today's gospel that my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. And unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we will not have life within us. But if we do, then we shall have eternal life. Jesus gives us this in this chapter. But on Holy Thursday, while he is with the apostles at the Last Supper, he shows them the bread and says, "This is my body," and shows them the chalice and says, "This is my blood." He tells us to eat and drink of his flesh and blood, and then he shows us in the Eucharist how we are to accomplish it. That will be what looks like and smells like and tastes like bread and wine is truly the Lord's own self. Not a symbol or just a reminder like it's some kind of a play, but it is Christ present to us on the altar. It's an amazing and very scary fact that those who worship the devil need a consecrated host to desecrate for their evil and profane ceremonies. They don't go to the Lutherans or the Methodist, or the Anglicans, or the Baptists. These people know that the communion in these other Christian traditions are not the real presence. And even those Christian traditions all have a variety of understanding about the Eucharist, and none of them match us. But the Satanists know Christ is only present within the Catholic Church's Blessed Sacrament. I think these weeks of listening to St. John's Gospel calls us to ask ourselves, how do we see the Holy Eucharist? What does our coming to Mass mean for us? Do I truly believe he is here? The Eucharist has meant everything to me over my years as a child, as a teenager, as a seminarian, and as a priest. I have found the time sitting before the Blessed Sacrament a great consolation and a help to me whenever I felt low or confused. The Eucharist has played a part in all aspects of my life, and I could not think of not having the Eucharist or the Mass, because it has been such a great gift and blessing to me over the 46 years of my life since I first received Holy Communion. Now, in recent days, we have been faced with horrible news out of Pennsylvania. My heart sinks when I have read some of the reports, and I've had to stop because I can't stand it anymore. I am saddened, confused, angry, and embarrassed by what priests and bishops have done to people. I am sorry that they have done this to people. I am sorry that they have done this to people who trusted them. I'm sorry that those who have had this suffering had to carry this heavy cross and burden in their lives. I'm sorry that you have to carry this, you who love the Lord so much and have to bear it all too. Even though throughout this year we have seen children and adults abused by those in Hollywood, by its Me Too plan, or in the political world, or even in our sports world, as in Michigan State and OSU. The lack of respect and the recognition that each person is created in the image and likeness of God and to be treated with dignity and respect no matter how old or how young. Back in 2002, when we dealt with this in the Archdiocese, I came to realize that I cannot allow my life to be governed or directed by a priest or a bishop's activity or the lack thereof. I love the Lord, I love the church, and I love being a priest, and I love serving his people. And that is my motivation every day of my life. Not what Father did or what Bishop did, but what I can do. These sinful actions, or the lack of them, are not going to determine who I am as a Catholic Christian priest. I realize that when a body has a diseased part, sometimes you have to amputate it to save the whole body. And once it is gone, even though it will be difficult, it can continue and thrive. This is cutting away the disease so that the body of Christ, the church, can continue and thrive. I understand the hurt and the anger, especially for those who have had to face these evils firsthand. And I do believe these are diabolical. I believe the evil one always wants to destroy the church and his people, and will use any means or anybody to accomplish its evil tasks. But Jesus promised Peter that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And he promised the apostles and to all of us, I am with you always until the end of the age. In the Eucharist, I believe he can be our medicine. To fall in love with him and to spend time with our Lord can help lives that have been hurt to heal, to strengthen the good, and to draw us all into his own likeness.